Hi, this is Dr. Tizel. I'm going to be dictating an independent medical exam, but I just wanted to let you know before I start, I'm going to spell the claimant's last name in the beginning, and then further on, just because it's a little difficult to pronounce, I'm going to be referring to her last name as O. Okay? So I'll start off, and hopefully you got that. Going to be heading independent medical examination / medical records review. Under that, claimant : Anna Onischik. So I think it is spelled O-N-I-S-Z-C-Z-U-K. Under that, capital M-E-S number : 211-2200-5573. Under that, claim number : C498C118-2621. Under that, date of injury : 3/3/2009. Under that, review of medical records, big bullet point table of contents. Under that, bullet point, WCB, cover sheet for report of independent medical examination, sign 31821. Under that, bullet point, independent medical reexamination dated 3/12/2021, signed by Andrew M. Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E, PhD. Under that bullet point, capital WCB, independent examiner's report of request for information / response to request regarding independent medical examination, signed 3/19/21. Under that bullet point, sorted medical records. Under that indent, SOAP, capital S-O-A-P note, /dated 5/31/2021 by, well, it's going to be SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 5/31/2021 by Valor, V-I-L-O-R. Last name is Shipitalnik, S-H-P-I-T-A-L-N-I-K, M-D. Under that indent, SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 6/29/21 by Valor Shipitalnik, M-D. Again, it's S-H-P-I-T-A-L-N-I-K. Under that indent, SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 7/27/21 by Valor Shipitalnik, MD. Under that indent, SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 8/24/21 by Valor Shipitalnik, MD. Under that indent, SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 9/21/21 by Valor Shipitalnik, MD. Under that indent, SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 10/19/21 by Valor Shipitalnik, MD. Under that indent, SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 11/16/2021 by Valor Shipitalnik, MD. Under that, SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 1/4/2022 by Valor Shipitalnik, MD. Under that indent, capital WCB, capital C-4.3, doctor's report of MMI / permanent impairment dated 2/1/2022 by Valor Shipitalnik, MD. Under that indent, SOAP note / telemedicine visit dated 2/1/22 by Valor Shepotulnik, MD. Under that indent, letter of medical necessity, in parentheses for alprazolam and zolpidem, end of parentheses, dated 2/22/22 by Valor Shepotulnik, MD. Under that indent, neurology, capital W slash capital C, follow-up dated 3/23/21 by Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, last name Neistat, N-E-Y-S-T-A-T, comma, M-D. Under that, indent neurology, capital W slash capital C, follow-up dated 7/7/21 by Marina Neistat, M-D. Under that, neurology, capital W slash capital C, follow-up dated 10/6/2021 by Marina Neistat, MD. Under that indent, capital W, capital C, capital B, then capital C, dash 4.3, doctor's report of MMI slash permanent impairment dated 10/20/20 by Marina Neistat, MD. Under that, health insurance claim forms, colon, 2/25/21, 4/5/21, 5/3/21, 6/29/21, 7/27/21, 8/24/21, 9/21/21, 10/19/21, 11/16/21, 1/4/22, 2/1/22, and then dash submitted by comprehensive medical and diagnostic care, comma, PC, slash Valor Shepotulnik, MD. Under that indent, health insurance claim forms, colon, 3/23/21, 7/7/21, 10/6/21, submitted by advanced medical care, comma, capital P, capital L, capital C, slash Marina Neistat, MD, period. Under that, big bullet point, miscellaneous, then indent immunizations, dash, no immunization records, slash, Valor Shepotulnik, MD, in parentheses, no date, end of parentheses. Under that indent, MD guidelines on hypnotics, comma, anticonvulsant, comma, anti-anxiety agents, comma, antidepressants, comma, antihistamines. Under that indent, 2/11/2021, capital M-E-S, then solutions, letter to Anna O, regarding cancellation of 2/12/21, independent examination with Andrew Elmore, Ph.D. And Elmore is E-L-M-O-R-E. Under that, indent 2/12/2021, capital M, capital E, capital S, solutions, letter to Andrew Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E, comma, Ph.D., regarding evaluation scheduled for an independent medical evaluation on 3/12/21, and questions. Under that indent, 3/22/21, capital M, capital E, capital S, solutions, letter to Anna O, regarding copy of independent medical examination performed by Andrew Elmore, Ph.D., on 3/12/2021. And then, new paragraph, Miss Anna O, O-N-I-S-Z-C-Z-U-K, is a 64-year-old female who had been working as a, quote, home attendant, end of quote, when she slipped and fell on a sidewalk while employed on 3/3/2009, period. As per neurology notes by Marina Nastat, MD, last provided for review on 10/6/2021, Ms. O had been given the following diagnoses, colon, indent, then capital G, 5/8.8, pudendal neuralgia, post-traumatic, without improvement. And that's just in case P-U-D-E-N-D-A-L, pudendal. Under that, capital M, 5/3.3, coccygeal neuralgia, C-O-C-C-Y-G-E-A-L, the neuralgia. Under that, capital M, 5/4.16, radiculopathy, comma, lumbar region. Under that, capital F, 4/3.21, adjustment disorder with depressed mood. Under that, capital S, 6/3.8x15, sprain of right wrist slash hand dash resolved. New paragraph. On that date, it had also been documented that Ms. O had been given prescriptions for Cymbalta, 90 milligrams QAM, and cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams daily, comma, but also listed the patient's medications as being Cymbalta, 120 milligrams QAM, in parentheses, contradictory to the prescription reported, end of parentheses, comma, cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams PRN, comma, Percocet, 5/325 milligrams PRN, comma, and Zolpidem, comma, Xanax, comma, and Celexa, 20 milligrams, as having been prescribed by her psychiatrist, period. In parentheses, however, none of the psychiatric notes provided for review indicated that Dr. Shibutolnik had been prescribing Celexa for the patient, end of parentheses, period. New paragraph, significant medical history documented as per Dr. Marina Nastat's notes, including neurology, capital W slash capital C, follow-up note from visit dated 10/6/2021, revealed the following test results, colon. 9/2014, MRI of left spine, of L-spine, dash multi-level degenerative changes. Under that, 1/17/2014, CT pelvis slash sacrum slash coccyx dash negative with the exception of mild soft tissue inflammatory changes adjacent to the coccyx. Under that, 1/17/2014, bone scan dash abnormal focal uptake about the coccyx. Under that, 11/2014, MRI of lumbar plexus dash S slash T fusion, capital L 4, comma L 5, comma S 1, inflammation of pudendal neurovascular bundle through Alcock canal, ALCOCK canal, comma slight more on the right. Under that, 6/12/13, EMG and NCV, low extremities, dash lumbar radiculopathy. New paragraph, surgical history was documented for cesarean section, comma, hemorrhoid laser surgery, comma, hysterectomy, dash partial, comma, sinus surgery, comma, and back surgery, period. New paragraph, it was also documented throughout the notes, quote, spinal cord stimulator has failed, end of quote, and the patient's gait was unsteady, ambulating with a cane, period. The patient was reported as having no known drug allergies, period, no reported history of alcohol, comma, drug or cigarette usage, period. new paragraph. According to the independent medical reexamination report dated 3/12/2021, prior to her date of injury on 3/3/2009, Ms. O did not present with any previous history of psychiatric illness, period. Dr. Elmore, ELMORE, described Ms. O as reporting and demonstrating, worsening and still significant depression, secondary to her physical pain, injuries and limitations, inability to work and earn income, and lack of improvement in her physical condition, end of quote, as compared to his initial evaluation on 6/14/2019, period. New paragraph, psychiatric notes provided by Dr. Shipitalnik, Shipitalnik, from 5/31/2021 through 2/1/22, consistently documented the patient's mood as being, quote, depressed, anxious, tense, and unsettled, end of quote, period. In addition to her chief complaint as being, quote, depression and anxiety, end of quote, her thought content included, quote, persistent negative preoccupations, end of quote, and, quote, feelings of helplessness, end of quote, period. It was described that her, quote, persistent physical pain, end of quote, limited her physical and social activities, experienced, quote, chronic fatigue, end of quote, being, quote, homebound the majority of the time, end of quote, and, quote, dependent upon her family, end of quote, period. Periodic sleep disturbances were documented throughout the notes regarding, quote, insomnia, quote, intermittent fragmented sleep, end of quote, and, quote, nightmares, end of quote, period. No reported appetite disturbances. It was described that, these factors contributed to, quote, low self-esteem and inadequacy, end of quote, period. Ms. O did not present with any psychotic symptoms, was not suicidal nor homicidal, with insight and judgment, quote, fairly preserved, end of quote, period. Ms. O was noted to be compliant with prescribed treatments, period. New paragraph and heading, permanency to depression. And that should be in bold print or something. Under that, new paragraph, in summary, upon review of records made available, I would concur with Dr. Shipitalnik's diagnosis of major depressive disorder, recurrent episode without psychotic behavior, and Ms. Anna O. has permanent impairment in relation to her depression, period. New paragraph, although I was not provided psychiatric treatment notes regarding previous medication trials and therapies since her initial diagnosis of depression following her injury, according to Dr. Elmore's independent medical reexamination, dated 3/12/21, Ms. O. had attempted suicide at one point related to her depression, secondary to her physical pain, but is no longer experiencing suicidal ideation, demonstrating some improvement in her status since then, period. At the time of Dr. Elmore's reevaluation on 3/12/21, he had recommended 3 months of psychological treatment once a week with reevaluation in 3 months, of which has been ongoing, period. In addition, he explained that, quote, maximum medical benefit is complicated because the recovery from the claimant's psychological complaints is dependent upon improvement, or lack of, therefore, in the claimant's physical injuries, comma, pain, and limitations, comma, to which her depression is secondary, end of quote, period. New paragraph. As per the findings listed in my report, comma, since the last IME provided for review, comma, Ms. O has been under the care of her psychiatrist, Dr. Shibatolnik, on a monthly basis as per health insurance claim forms, comma, with no reported changes in her mental status, with no reported significant changes in her mental status exam, period. Psychiatric notes from 6/29/21 forward documented assessment that the, quote, patient disability is permanent, end of quote, comma, as well as attestation of capital MMI / permanent impairment form, capital C-4.3, dated 2/1/22, period. New paragraph, in addition, the patient's neurologist, comma, Marina Nystad, MD, comma, doctor's report of capital MMI / permanent impairment, dated 10/20/2020, had attested that the patient reached maximum medical improvement with permanent impairment, with inability to work or benefit from vocational rehabilitation, period. This acknowledgement would minimize the potential of further improvement in her psychological status as per Dr. Elmore's conditional assumption at that time that she had not achieved permanency during his reevaluation, period. It's the end of the report. Sincerely, Suzanne Tuzel, MD, Diplomat of American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. Thank you so very much. This is the end of dictation. Goodbye.